This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, she's back off of a huge road trip. She's been all over the place. She's been in Vegas. She's been in California. Joining us again is the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little shocked, though.
Oh, yeah?
And all the time I've ever spoken with you, right before the show, Keita started sending me some texts, and I'm looking at the date, and I was like, okay, what are you going this way? You started sort of skewing towards politics a little bit, or have you always been that way?
I have always been that way, but it's not something I like to discuss publicly. You know, they say don't talk about politics or religion unless
right.
you want to start a fight.
Right.
And I don't like to start fights, so usually I err on the side of caution and let people be entitled to their own opinions and respect other people's opinions, but they're not always going to respect mine. So rather than getting into it, I just avoid it when I can. But I definitely am following along with things and see what's going on, and I think you and I are fairly like-minded when it comes to politics.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I didn't know that about you wanting to skew on politics. But first of all, before we go that, if we have time to talk about that, let's talk about that if you'd like. And you've been shooting AKs.
Again, yeah. So we had Wolverine Wednesday in Las Vegas again. That was pretty fun. So this time we had to shoot from behind a car, run over, put a tourniquet on a dummy, and then shoot from that position, and then run all the way across to shoot from one more position. So the first time I did it, you know, I had been shooting AR platform where the safety is on the left and the mag release is on the right.
Right.
So my first run through, I went to turn off the safety and used my thumb, and on the AK, that's the mag release, so I dumped the mag on the ground, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So, didn't get a very good time my first run. I had to pick the magazine up off the ground and start over again. But the second time I did it, I got second place after Marco.
Yeah. Oh, Marco was an AK shooter, too?
Yeah.
So, how did you like shooting the AK? How do you feel about that?
It's a lot of fun. I love it. I really enjoy those matches. I'm actually considering flying back out there for another one at the end of the month. Or at the end of January, I should say.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, normally we'd be out there anyway.
Pretty
much. Towards the end of the month. I mean, normally we'd be out there anyway, but...
Right.
What is it like in Vegas right now? Is it like a ghost town? Is it? I mean, I've only ever seen Vegas when we've been there for SHOT Show, and
it's not like that for sure. So it did pick up, and then they ended up having more laws put into place. So now you can only sit 4 at a table, and a lot of restaurants are saying no, you can only sit 3 at a table, even though the law says you can sit 4 at a table. Okay. So that really caused some suffering for the people who their businesses thrive on that.
I really would like to know what the difference is between having three and four and that kind of thing. I mean, all of this stuff is sort of silly to me. But and what about on the strip when you're out there walking around on the street?
There are still people out there, not as many as usual. But it has picked up a lot from the beginning of COVID. It used to be you could just ride your bike down the middle of the strip in the middle of the day or even at night when all the lights come on, there were no cars on the road at all.
Did that seem spooky?
For sure.
Yeah, Night of the
Super
Comet
weird.
Like. Yeah. I like the Night of the Comet thing. That's always my go-to. So let's get back to the shooting. Were you going out to Boulder City to shoot?
Yeah, well, it was Vegas. Pro Gun Vegas is where it was.
Right.
So, yeah, it was pretty fun. We actually had pizza and drinks afterwards, had a little party. That was cool. And that's when I got that news I told you about.
That's when you got that what?
The news that I told you about.
That you texted me about earlier?
About the friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
The other mom at my daughter's school.
Okay. Well, that had to put a damper on that. I suppose at that particular time while you were there, you couldn't really find out too much about it, right?
No. No, I did not. So, I had just finished shooting the AK match. We were all having fun, sitting around with friends. Jamie was there. And
how do you pronounce your last name?
Villamore,
okay. Just like it's spelled. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
Jamie and I went head-to-head. That was pretty fun. So we did sort of a shoot-off where she runs to the right, I run to the left. Whoever finishes first wins. So we were having our little party, and I get a text from one of my good friends saying that a mutual friend of ours had passed away. So I almost started crying right then. So I handed off my phone to one of my friends who looked into it further and saw that it was a suicide from everything that happened in 2020. She owned a local restaurant and, you know, had to shut it down with COVID. And lost her business. And she was a single mom. So things were pretty tough. And I guess she just couldn't handle the stress of it anymore.
We don't hear too, you know, that's the first. I have read that whole segments, like 18 to 24 people, young people 18 to 24, a quarter of them have thought about suicide during the lockdown.
Yeah, the rates have been pretty high, and divorce rates, too, I think are going up, and also domestic violence from people being, you know, locked down in a house together.
Yeah.
There's no escape.
Drug abuse has gone up.
Yes, and overdoses as well.
Fentanyl seems to be the... I didn't even know that was a thing. Until it recently, I didn't know that. I'd never heard of fentanyl, but now I hear about it all the time. But yeah, so coming up on the first break when we get back, Keita has also shot in a match. Despite all the bad news she had, she shot in a match with her new pistol, the CZ Shadow 2. Was that the first match you've shot it?
No, I shot another match in Las Vegas earlier. I think it was like 3 weeks earlier.
Right. But we're going to find out about that from her. She is back and off the road, at least for the moment. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount
discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, fresh off of her trip to, well, out west, I guess, huh? Now, is there snow on the ground in Wisconsin right now?
Yeah, actually, we got about 4 inches during the night last night, and I saw it last night before I went to bed and thought, oh, I'm going to have to get up and shovel my driveway. So I got up this morning and said, okay, Pixie, let's go shovel. You walk out there, and it's all done. One of my neighbors came over and shoveled my driveway for me while I was sleeping.
Oh, that's amazing. So sweet. Well, that's good, because you had just come back. Now, when did you go visit Taryn Butler's ranch? What does he call his facilities? The ranch? Is it the compound? What does he call his area?
Just Taryn Tactical Innovations.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's in California. Is that in the desert of California?
Yes, it is. It's in Simi Valley.
And what was the temperature in Simi Valley when you were there?
It was in the 60s.
And then you come back home to Wisconsin, and it's in the...
zeros.
Yeah, see, I would have pneumonia from that change of temperature. I mean, that would be quite unfun. Anyway, but I digress. The whole thing we were supposed to be talking about was this match you just shot with the CZ Shadow 2. Now, what did... I'm curious, because... I know that you hang out with Marco a bit, and I know that Marco is apparently some crazy, crazy good shooter in his own right. What did he think about you switching guns to the CZ Shadow 2?
He doesn't personally care for the CZ because he doesn't like the grip angle for himself. He's more of a 1911, 2011 kind of guy.
Right.
But he likes the gun and thinks it functions well. It's just a personal preference thing.
And what is his carry gun on a regular basis?
He has a few different ones, but normally it's some sort of a Glock.
Yeah,
Or a revolver.
Gotcha. Okay. So with the... now, when you go and you change the platform that you're carrying, like you went from the Tenfolio to the CZ.
Yeah.
How many spare magazines do you have to have for that?
When I'm shooting in a competition, I have 5 magazines on my belt, and I just clean them after each stage. Whatever ones I drop, I have to take apart and clean. A lot of people like to have extra magazines so they don't have to do that.
Right.
And if you've got a lot of money, then you can have enough magazines for every stage already preloaded so you never have to clean a magazine during the match.
Is that, like, on your wish list?
If I had unlimited supplies, that's what I would do.
Gotcha.
Of course, it's more cleaning to do after the match, but you don't have to worry about anything during the match.
Right. Yeah, I could see where that would be fun. Okay, so we get to the match. You've already shot a match with it, but this is the match you're shooting with it, and you're shooting this match in sort of a state of emotional duress. How did you do?
I did not do as well as I should have. I was actually surprised I still got 3rd place, but my shooting just was a little bit off. And that really comes down to compartmentalization. Some people are better at compartmentalization than others. And what I mean by compartmentalization is when you go out to shoot, you're just shooting. You're leaving everything else behind. It could be a beautiful day, your job is going well, and you're just generally happy with how your life is going, and that is a positive for your shooting. Or you could be going through a divorce, your truck died, your dog died, and you have to be able to separate yourself from those things the instant you step on the range. It's just like with people in the military, they have an actual line on the ground where once you cross that line, you leave everything behind emotionally because that can get you killed. So having that skill of being able to compartmentalize where you take those things and put them into a little box and just set it aside for later because there's nothing you can do about it in that moment anyway, and just focus on the task at hand. That is, compartmentalization is a very important skill to have. And for me, that's a little bit more difficult. One, I'm a woman. Women tend to be a little bit more on the emotional side, have stronger connections, typically. You know, it's not always the case, but I'm also a very empathetic person. I get very connected to people, and I care a lot about other people over myself. So I guess I'm just very emotionally connected, where I feel what other people are feeling. I understand what other people are going through. I can relate to them and put myself in their shoes, where other people really can't do that. And it might be easier for those people to compartmentalize, where for me, it's something I really had to learn and practice. So still coming in third place, I feel like I compartmentalized pretty well for what I was going through and for the kind of person that I am. And it's a huge leap from where I used to be when I didn't have that skill.
Yeah.
In the past, I think I probably would have come in last place.
Well, I think that's... I tried to explain that whole compartmentalization thing to people. And most people who've never... And, I mean, you and I never saw any... Did you see any significant combat of any type?
I don't really talk about that stuff.
Okay, me either. But it wasn't like I was like Audie Murphy and I was in war for 4 years. I'll put it that way. And, you know, it's hard for... When I get out there and I'm trying to explain to them, well, hey, you have to be able to put that away and focus on the now... Well, they don't quite get it. We're coming up on the next break. Where can they find you at, Keita?
180firearmstraining.com. My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. If you would like to set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate could be in session straight through New Year's Day if there's no agreement on taking up legislation. The House passed Monday to increase the size of economic relief checks to $2,000. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell informed senators of plans for a live quorum call at 5 o'clock Eastern time today, followed by a vote on preceding the effort to override President Trump's veto of the fiscal 2021 defense authorization bill. A top health official says more vaccines could be on the way in the first few months of 2021. Dr. Monsef Slaoui talking about the vaccine from Oxford and AstraZeneca.
We project, if everything goes well, that readouts and emergency use authorization may be granted somewhere early in April.
UK regulators have already approved it. USA Radio News. Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he will object during the counting of the Electoral College process on January 6th, becoming the first senator to confirm he's joining an effort launched by more than a dozen House Republicans. Hawley saying Congress should investigate voter fraud allegations and make sure future elections are secure. Contesting elections, not unheard of. It happened back in 2005 for George W. Bush's second term and also in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran against Donald Trump. The largest Latin American country is legalizing abortion.
Senators in Argentina voted Wednesday to legalize abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. President Alberto Fernandez has pledged to sign the bill into law. It's a major break from the rest of Latin America, a region known for its socially conservative views on abortion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, fresh off of her trip. You got to go out to Terran Tactical Innovations.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've always wanted to go out there. But I don't know if I want to go out. I don't know if I want to go out there when all of you aces are out there.
I just had to go for the Christmas party.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is that a rocking good time at Terran's place for the Christmas party?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good food, good people.
Has it been rebuilt? I know it burned down.
Yeah, he got a new place. It's actually enormous. I would get completely lost in there. They're just moving into the new place. It's absolutely huge. Goes on and on and on and on. And he's got his logo in the floor, and it looks amazing.
Yeah. Now, day to day.
I got some base pads.
You got some TTI base pads for your magazine?
For the rifle, the pistol caliber carbine.
Gotcha.
Plus 10 base pads.
And are they weighted? Do they pull free of the gun much easier?
That's not the point of them. I mean, I haven't tried them yet, but the point is you get an extra 10 rounds in your PCC.
Ah, okay.
So he has the best combination of springs for extending your magazines, So you put this base pad on your regular magazine, and then all of a sudden you get an extra 10 rounds without inducing malfunctions. That's what he specializes in.
Yeah. How many titles has he won?
The base pad itself is pretty normal. Say again?
How many titles has he won? Because I would imagine when you say that he has the best combination, he's probably had the best R&D to get there, hasn't he? Because of
he's won
a title or two here and there, right?
Yeah, I don't even know how many he's won, but he's been in competition for a long time. He can shoot. He actually outshot Bob Bogle on a plate rack, and Taran was shooting from the hip.
Now, Bob Bogle works there now, right?
I know he's worked with him before. I don't know if they're still working together or not.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm sure he's sponsored him with some stuff.
Now, day to day, I see the stuff when he's training people for specialty things like for movies, or I see him on YouTube training the YouTubers that show up and the little social media influencers that show up. Day to day, what do they do out at Taran Tactical Innovations? What do they train just regular old people? Does anybody ever come out there and train, or is that a very sort of a niche training facility?
I think they would train a group if they were willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
I believe he does do, you know, just regular training classes as well. But their day-to-day is more the tactical innovations, Taran Tactical Innovations side, where they have their factory, they have their FFL, they're selling guns, they're selling parts, they're customizing things. That's their real business. And then the rest of it, a lot of it, I think, is just promotional.
Right. Well, that makes
sense.
But
he does have other instructors on site, and, you know, he's got all of his girls who can train people to a certain level, and then he's got another guy who's a USPSA shooter, a very good shooter, where he can take them to the next level after that. Because, you know, guys like Keanu come in, and he picked it up so fast. So he actually got to the point where the girls couldn't really teach him anymore. So then this other guy and Taran have to step in, and then they take him to the next level because he gets to a point where he can just shred, and the other guys or the other girls can't take him beyond that point.
Gotcha.
But the girls are very knowledgeable about the fundamentals and things like that, and they actually work on their own guns, and they do train. They're actually pretty athletic, and they're all super, super sweet.
Well, that's the thing I see about your generation of female shooting athlete. All of you look like athletes. And one question about the Taran Tactical pistols. Now, do you like those?
I got to play with one a little bit. It was so, you know, I like a bigger, heavier gun personally, and these are extremely lightweight, very easy to transition. The triggers are, you know, hairpin triggers. You just barely touch it and it goes off.
Right.
And they all have optics on them, the ones he's got on the range. So they're set up for people to come in and enjoy shooting and have a good, fun experience. You know what I mean?
I do.
Where if he had, you know, a Beretta with a double action trigger that's, I don't know, 10, 12 pounds or whatever, then they're not going to have as much fun for their first experience. So he's really bringing people into the shooting community who probably wouldn't do it otherwise.
Yeah, I got that. I get that impression. There's a lot of people that go to him because of all the other cool people that have gone to him and everything. But he still fascinates me. I'm going to do some pre-recorded stuff with him. I have talked with him, and, you know, we had a miscommunication moment. We will revisit Mr. Butler. We will be looking at him a little harder in 2021 when I hope to have much more fun.
So I got to meet Joe, Gun Stories Joe.
Gun Stories Joe. Who is Gun Stories Joe?
Joe Montagna. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But
Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds, I did see that picture. How was Joe?
He is such a sweet man. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to stick him in my pocket and take him home with me. He was adorable.
You need to like, he needs to be at SHOT Show, and that needs to be the next movie star you bring to my booth.
There we go.
Yeah. You bring him and Max Martini. Yeah.
He couldn't stay too long because his dog was sick and he had to take it to the vet, but I got to hang out with him for a little bit, and it was really nice. Very cool guy.
How old is he now?
I didn't ask.
Yeah. I can look him up. I mean, I was just wondering, but, you know, the thing about actors is you see them, and like Joe Montana, he was in a lot of different films, and then all of a sudden he just stopped showing up. So what?
Yeah, you get this image of them in your head, of them at a particular age, and then you see them currently, and you're like, whoa, when did that happen?
Yeah, yeah. So whenever, thankfully, I've learned that lesson with, since you brought Max to me, I've looked him up, and Max hasn't changed that much over time, but I know that eventually there will be somebody that you bring that I will remember from a different time, and well, you'll bring
Chuck
him up.
Chuck Norris is one of those guys. You know,
yeah, but Chuck,
I got
Chuck,
to meet.
Chuck is still doing the Grecian formula and everything. He just looks like an older version of Chuck. Anyway, but I'll tell you what, before we go into the next break, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. You can email me to set up a class, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, or order my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, on Amazon.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, Providence line, Reformation line. Goodness gracious, the list goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Do you know what they sent me the other day, Keita, Franklin Armory?
What?
They sent me the Ultimate 22 rifle.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is a Ruger 10/22 takedown, so it breaks in half into two nice little pieces. It's been worked over by a company called Tactical Solutions, so it's all together.
Familiar with them?
Tactical, right? It has a and it has a binary trigger, the BFS-4 on it, I think, and it also has a Crimson Trace optic on it. Haven't
all
had
on a
chance.
22, huh?
All on a 22. Yeah. Plus, I guess with that binary trigger, that just the mere or the sheer volume of fire you can send with that would be make that little 22 something somewhat of a, I don't know, it'd make it sort of a boss out there if you had to use it, huh?
Have you tried the binary triggers?
I have tried the binary triggers on the AR. I do not recommend using the binary trigger on AR-10. I found that out the hard way. I mean, I used to be an M60 gunner when I was in the military, and that thing sort of shook me a little bit. But on the 5.56, it's pretty good. I mean, it's much better than anything else out there.
I wonder how that'll be on the 22. That'd be interesting to play with.
I would imagine that it would be stunningly fast. But I'll find out. I'm going to shoot a video about it. I've already told you about my P365 video, haven't I?
Yes.
See, when I bought the P365, I called Keita that day. It was a Saturday. We bought the P365, and I called Keita, and I said, hey, I just bought one of those, because that's your daily carry gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons I wanted to try it was because Keita carried it, and Keita raved about it and everything else. Now, Have you ever met anybody that didn't exactly say, oh, I love this gun so much that I will never part with it? Have you ever met anybody that's been like, okay, it's pretty good for what it is, but I wouldn't carry it?
I've met both.
Now, what do you think about the ones that don't want to carry it?
I think it's personal preference. Everybody's hands are different. Everyone's build is different. It all comes down to, I mean, nobody's going to tell you what color underwear to wear. It's whatever you like or don't like.
I was told today in one of the comments on that video that I probably put too much credence in the words I get from the trainers I know and the competitors I know that, and, you know, listening to you guys is maybe I shouldn't. Which,
you shouldn't? What was it that you shouldn't be listening to?
Well, I mean, you know, like one of my problems with a little pistol, and it's really the only problem I have with a little pistol is that when I'm manipulating it, like if I had a problem with it, just closing my hands into a fist hurts, right? Because I have arthritis. Mm-hmm. So when when I'm handling a bigger gun that I don't have to close my hand on it so much, that doesn't hurt as much, right? Plus, I don't have the tighter the fist I make, the stiffer my hands get as I go along making that happen. And that was really the only problem I had with it. Shot great. Shot stupendously. And
the remedial action if needed.
Yeah, the remedial action. And there were some that were saying, well, I watched you in slow motion, and it looks like you are doing that on purpose and all these other things. And you know, some of them think that I got the gun just to tear the gun up, and that's... I wouldn't have spent money on the gun.
Right.
If I didn't think it was going to be a gun I might carry. Now, Kim will end up carrying it, but it's definitely not a gun that I'm going to carry on a regular basis just because of my hands. And when I try to explain this to them, you know, they're out there, and there's a lot of people are heavily invested. But everybody out there...
It's very polarizing.
Yeah. It's a polarizing gun. I mean, I've done videos about not liking Glock. I've made statements about various companies like Salient Arms and IO Inc. And nobody's ever come at me with this. I've never had the dislike ratio that I have, too, right now. So normally, in the stats, I'm around 95%. And right now, in this video, I'm like 79%. And, I mean, it's like I personally insulted some of these people.
Yes.
Which is not what I meant to do at all.
Religious. And, you know, I think part of it comes down to people who like SIG and got their feathers all ruffled when they had the drop safety issue, and then it was fixed. The drop safe issue was fixed, and so they came out with another gun, and they want to support that, and so now they take it as a personal insult when the gun that actually does work gets insulted.
Well, I mean, you know, there was a moment there when it was just going to be P320s for me. I wasn't going to carry any Glocks. Didn't want to. But then when they started having that issue and they started doing things to the gun, and I started seeing, like when they were to repair some of the guns before they reconfigured it and I guess redesigned it, which now they don't have any problems as far as I know.
Right. No, and they fixed it.
Yeah, and I mean,
the
P320 series has been adopted by the U.S. military. I mean, it has come a long way in a very short period of time. And I'm more likely to carry one of their little compact carry guns, I think, simply because it's a little thicker on the slide and it's easier for me to grasp it.
Well, yeah, if you have arthritis, then that's what you need.
Yeah, so I just found that. I found that all pretty interesting. I don't know. I got a lot of subscribers off of it. I'm probably going to make. But you know what the thing about this is? Everybody that loves them, though, they're all carrying the XL. And while I haven't held on to an XL, when I look at it, it looks to be about the same length of grip and length of barrel of a Glock 19. Am I wrong about that? Have you ever held one of those?
I have. I prefer the P365. The purpose for me carrying that gun is it's easy to conceal on my small frame.
Yeah. I did have one guy that...
If I wanted something bigger, it would be a full-size gun.
Yeah. I had one guy recommend trying a 15-round magazine for the remedial action, because part of it is I can't slap the bottom of the magazine when I start that. And so I've ordered one of those, and they're on their way in. But then if I do that, doesn't that sort of take away from what the 365 by itself was designed to be if I'm out there stuffing right. a longer magazine into it? So I don't know.
No, I just found,
I found that interesting. I found that interesting. But there's one thing that next year, you and I have to talk about this. We need to quit eating our own, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really do. I have a meme, actually. It's one guy squirting shaving cream in another guy's face. And it says on the meme, new gun owner asking honest, legitimate questions. And that's the guy getting squirted in the face. The guy doing the squirting is labeled group members.
Yeah, the groups. If you're a new gun owner, don't get on a group in Facebook, whatever you do, because there's going to be some jackrabbit out there that's going to give you all kinds of nonsense just for asking a legitimate question that most people might not know once they've bought the gun the first time around. But anyway, we'll have to do that.
Or they do it on purpose because they think it's funny.
Yeah, that too.
Give you the wrong information on purpose to get a laugh out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
We do eat our own.
Listen. 2020 has, I appreciate you being a weaponized woman in 2020. I look forward to 2021.
You too, Bill.
All right. Coming up next.
Happy
holidays to you too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.